Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. Special show we've got for you today because we're going to be talking at and about the Invited Celebrity Classic, the PGA Tour champions moving to the Dallas area, playing at Las Colinas Country Club, where I am sitting right now, looking out on the number 10 tee box. And we'll tell you about what's going on here. It's a very unique tournament. They started last year, big part of the rebranding of what was Club Corp, now Invited, and the hospitality company that it's become. And it's also a very unique format. So you have the PGA Tour champions and the regular guys that we've all seen and talked about all the time on PGA Tour champions, with a combination of a side tournament going on with a bunch of celebrities playing a Stableford system, a different tournament within a tournament. And all the big boys that you normally see in those celebrity tournaments and the big tournament at Tahoe are playing in this week's tournament as well. Tony Romo and Emmett Smith and Mike Mulder and all those guys are out here. So a lot of stuff that we're going to get into. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun they're having out here. Started yesterday. Today's that we're doing the broadcast on the weekend. Second round getting underway here at Las Colinas Country Club. Frank Bassett, as always, in the Nashville studio. Well, not always. Last time we talked, you were at the Masters, and now I'm at the Invited Celebrity Classic. So we are kind of back on the road a little bit, aren't we, Frank? A little post-COVID?
Yeah, man, we are. Back on the road again. We got the band back together. So this is good. It's fun. And I know you're having a good time out there in your hometown. But I wish I was out there, but I'll be out there soon enough, I think, for either the Byron Nelson or the Colonial, one of the two. So it'll be fun. But it's good to be back home. Got home, played a bunch of golf when I got home, and shot some really good rounds that adversely impacted my handicap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Adversely, yeah.
Yeah, it took it down. I dropped 3 strokes in a week.
Really?
3 handicap strokes. And I was like, no. I'm about to go play a tournament, and I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, and then I go out and shoot. The old Frank comes back, and, you know. So I lost money the past 2 days on the golf course. But anyway, that's irrelevant. Our fans don't want to hear about me playing golf. They want to hear about what's going on with Invited Clubs.
Yeah. We also are going to be joined by Jim Barra in just a little bit. He joined us last year on the show as well during this tournament. He's director of marketing for Invited. Just came on board. Remember, Frank, last year he was about 2 weeks on the job, I believe, when we did this last year. And I think he's barely gotten off the treadmill in time to come here. I just talked to him a little bit ago. And smile on his face, nicest guy in the world, but we'll be joined by Jim Barra. He'll give us some updates on what's happening with the Invited changeover, if you will, to their new branding and what's happening with Invited. And of course, the Celebrity Classic. Just to give everybody an idea of the first round leaders. And again, whenever you listen to this podcast, could be a little bit dated, but Alex Cheka got off to a nice start, along with Rob Labritz, both at 5-under par, Mark Hensby at 5-under. Then you got Retief Goosen, David Toms, David Frost, Kirk Triplett, and the normal cast of characters that are on the leaderboard. One guy that's not way up on the leaderboard is our good friend Paul Stankowski, who joins us quite often on this show, and he lives here in this Dallas-Fort Worth area, and unfortunately shot a 74 yesterday, so he is quite a bit way back on the leaderboard, and I'm sure not happy. I haven't seen him yet today, but I'll talk to him here in a little bit. He hasn't teed off yet for the second round. And then, as I said, there's a whole celebrity part of it. So Mark Mulder, they're playing a Stableford, which goes, Frank, if I'm not mistaken, negative points for a bogey, 1 point for a par, 2 points for a birdie, 4 points for an eagle, 5 points for an eagle, something like that. I'm kind of bastarding it up a little bit here. And so it's a points system, if you will.
Right.
So Mulder has 37, means he got a lot of birdies yesterday. Jeremy Roenick, former hockey player, 35. Defending champion Tony Romo and Annika Sorenstam with a 34 total points. John Smoltz, Marty Fish, those guys are all up on the leaderboard as well. So some really good guys. Our good friend, guy that I've known for a long time, Emmett Smith, loves his golf, but struggles a little bit with his golf, is not at the top of the leaderboard. He's at the bottom.
If he hears this show, he's not going to be your good friend anymore.
He's not going to be real happy about this. But and then we've also got our friend who does our intros once in a while, right? from French Prince.
Yes, yes. Alfonso Ribeiro, yeah.
And he's out here playing as well. He's let me take a look at the leaderboard here. I saw Alfonso, and he is kind of right in the middle of the pack.
He's got a good game.
28 points. So, yeah, he's doing okay. Yeah, he doesn't have a bad game at all. Yeah, he plays pretty well.
Yeah, he is. So, he's good. He's one of the good guys, too. He really is. He's always willing to jump on and do something with us. And, of course, he's, I guess, out on the course right now, isn't he?
And he's also a spokesman. He does the commercials, so I'm assuming he's an ambassador for PGA Tour Champions, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So he does a lot of their commercials and everything. So it's a pretty good players out here. I mean, you got Hall of Famers, you got Roger Clemens and Greg Maddux out here. Yeah. As I said, you got Emmitt Smith, DeMarcus Ware just got into the Hall of Fame. Former Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush is here.
Yeah.
And so some great, great amateur players that are playing in this tournament. Larry the Cable Guy.
He is get her done.
24 points. So yeah,
get her done.
They're having a good time out here. So and the weather's been good. A little bit of early in the week, we had some rain that came through, but the skies are clearing today, and it should be a nice brisk day. I think high and low 70s or something like that. So they should have a pretty good day today and tomorrow for the final round. So
you failed to mention.
Yes, sir.
One of the celebrity players that is the heartthrob of women all across the world, or has been for years and years, that's Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner. I knew you were going to bring up Jack Wagner.
Yeah, I love Jack, man.
I think you have a crush. You got a little crush.
I got a little man crush on Jack because he's just, if I were half as good looking as Jack Wagner even today.
Half as good looking.
I wouldn't even talk to myself, you know.
He's tied for 14th. He's got 30 points.
30 points,
Jack. Jack's doing pretty good. And I'll tell you what.
Well, he used to be one heck of a stick. I mean, he's getting older now. But
I think he was a California amateur champion or something like that.
Yes.
Jack Wagner, I think maybe pre-acting, was a heck of a golfer.
Yep.
Still is, but I mean, it was really, really competitive back then. And he's been on the celebrity tour since it started, right? He's been on the celebrity tour for 20, 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Since they've had these events. And I think you're right. He looks about the same.
Yeah. You know, he's just still good looking. He's got to be son of a gun. Yeah.
Late 60s or something. So, yeah, he's doing well. Again, Romo's the defending champion, and he's very competitive about this stuff, right?
He's really tied for third,
practices.
Right?
Yeah, he plays all the time. So we'll see how this thing winds up. If last year he had to go into some extra holes, but it's very competitive amongst these. Marty Fish, former tennis player, is a very, very good tennis player.
Wonder if he knows the Cordas. I'm sure he does.
I don't know.
Of course, Dad was, Big Davis. Or, I mean, he was fantastic.
Marty Fish won. My bad. They went in overtime. Is that right? Extra holes with Romo.
Yes, you're
right.
And Marty Fish won. Yeah.
Marty Fish won. I stand corrected.
Well, you sit correct. Are you standing or sitting?
I sit corrected. You're right. Good point. I sit corrected that Marty Fish won because they went to two or three, I think. And on the second one. Because if I'm remembering right, here's my memory again. Romo kept hitting in the water, did he not? On 18,
I believe so.
5-18, and Romo kept thinking he could get there.
Get over.
That was our old cowboy days. I know we can throw this touchdown pass. Yeah, really. Give me a chance, coach.
Go to the corner. Just go to the corner. I'll get just put your hands up in the air. Go to the corner.
I'm going to heave it. I'm going to get there. So
here you go.
It was a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment too for these guys.
We haven't talked a lot about the pros that are playing in this thing, but we've got a couple of buddies. Harrison Frazier is tied for eighth, it looks like, right now. So our friend Harrison, good guy.
Yep.
David Toms, LSU, is tied for fourth. About my feeling about LSU, but that goes beyond the Ole Miss thing.
Yeah, that's a little.
Billy Mayfair is in eighth place. Billy Mayfair is playing some good golf too. So
Yeah.
And then Frosty is tied for fourth. David is tied for fourth. I guess he's not sampling his own product late at night.
No. Big wine man.
He is a big wine guy.
Big wine. Matter of fact, I played yesterday. My brother's in town for his retirement, if you will. He's retiring after teaching, coaching for 35 years, and he came down from Chicago area. Played golf at a place called Pine Dunes, a couple hours east of here.
How was that?
I'm connecting all this. Very nice. Really, really great golf course in East Texas, Frankston. And we played two rounds there. Had a blast with his son, my son. And the reason I mentioned that with David Frost is a good friend of the owner. Jody Lutz owns the golf course and the whole resort there. And David Frost is a good friend of hers. And he actually went out there and helped kind of with some of the layout and the design when she was redoing it when she bought it 25 years ago. So David Frost had his hand in.
Do they have a lot of Frost product in the bar?
I don't think they do. But they're about to amp up to a brand new clubhouse and everything. I mean, they're going to. So at that point, they probably will. it's still kind of old school. It's kind of like going to a great golf course, but still an old clubhouse, old
I love that.
Pro shop and stuff, yeah.
I love that, though. The old smell years. Of an old country club. You know,
old wood.
The old wood, you know how it smells?
Yeah.
Or you have old furniture, and you put your underwear in the furniture, and then you after a week, you take it out, and it smells like old furniture, you know? Is that why they have Old Spice? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know where I'm going with this. I have a question for you. Important question. Has there been an addition to your family?
Not yet. Good question. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So my daughter was due yesterday. Was her due date.
Right.
I thanked her very much because we were out of town playing golf.
I remember this story.
She held on, and so we went and saw her last night. She said, no, I'm so ready, but it's not here yet.
Tim,
so,
tell the truth. You went to her doctor and said, you know, either you can induce or deduce, okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm,
something.
I'm not
up,
coming back from my golf outing just for the birth of my first grandchild. You know,
slow it up. Right slow now. It up. So, yeah, she is literally due any minute.
I bet
now.
She's ready to do this.
If you hear the headphones drop, but you know, I'm the grandfather, as we talked about. I don't have to be right there.
Plus, yes, you
once
do.
She goes into labor, no, I'm saying to wait the whole 10 hours or so. I mean, I'll get there. I'll be there. Now that I'm close, it's not going to be a problem. When I was 2 hours away, it was like, oh, my God. So, but now.
Get the chopper ready.
Yeah. And so, by the way, speaking of which, I've got another round of golf today at our invited club here that we're members of, and that is Prestonwood here in Dallas. So the four of us are going to play another round here at Prestonwood. And if we get called out, of course, because of
the birth.
Baby being born, then that's so be it. We'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have maybe Stankowski can. Oh, there's no cut.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, he'll be free.
I hope he doesn't hear this show. Yeah. He's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, there's no cut. Thank God for that.
We love Paul Stankowski. He's really a great player. Playing at home is tough because you have a lot of distractions,
wife and kids, and friends, and people that come out to watch you play, and sometimes it takes away from where you were. So yeah, he's going off here in about he's got about another 3 hours before he tees off.
Well, he could have come by this morning. I'm sure it was the first thing on his mind is to come jump on the show with us.
It wasn't to work on his game. Yeah, I'm sure he had no plans to do that.
Yeah, he's probably on the putting green. I'd like to see his stats and see how many putts he had yesterday.
There's also here's another little tidbit. So I mentioned Annika Sörenstam is playing in the celebrity version, and she plays in a number of the men's celebrity tournaments. Plays from their tees and everything. So, I mean, it's all fair and even with all the men that she plays with, although she's quite a bit better than most of those celebrity guys. But she was out here with Dean Wilson. The history there was Dean Wilson is the pro who's now on the Champions Tour that played with her when she broke the barrier a bit and played at Colonial 30 years ago. Remember?
Yeah, in 2003, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it 2003? Yeah. Something like
2003?
I think so.
And
20th anniversary. Yeah,
20 years ago. Yeah, 20 years ago. And she played with the men and played, and there's a lot of pros and cons and people controversy and all that, but it was a lot of drama and a lot of excitement that she got to play. But Dean Wilson is who she played with, and so they had a celebrity or a celebratory kind of get-together news conference to talk about what they did 20 years ago.
You know, talking about Annika Sörenstam and her family, and they're great folks, she does have a sense of humor because she made Fred Funk put on a skirt after she outdrove him. Remember that?
Yeah. She called Fred Funk.
If you did that today, there'd be all sorts of trouble. I mean, and then Tiger Woods had a statement about that. We won't go there. But anyway, let's talk about that real quick, just as a sidebar. Tiger, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but you know, at the Masters, it was pathetic. I mean, it looked really bad. Yeah. Well, a screw had come loose and came through his skin on that ankle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
he had
he was bleeding surgery. He was a mess. So he
might be out for the whole year, is what they're saying now. Yeah. From the net rest of the year, which I think, in the Tiger sense,
I think
he has to get as healed as he can be. It'll never be 100%, and then give it a shot. Because I think if you keep trying to quickly get back and maybe not be 100%, and as you said, have some of the hardware in your legs not functioning right, then you know you're not ready to play, and he's going to keep DQing or not even making cuts if he can't compete, which is not the shot making, right? We know that he hits shots. It's the fatigue, it's the legs and the wear and tear that he just can't take walking the golf course.
It was hard to watch. Being there, seeing it firsthand was really hard.
Well, plus the weather didn't help, right?
I mean, oh God, it was awful.
Like
we had four seasons, Tim. We had four seasons in a week. I mean, spring, summer.
Practice rounds were like, what, 85?
Yeah.
Just like Tuesday, Wednesday,
and then perfect conditions. Then winds howling, then the rain's blowing sideways, and it's cold, and it just we had every bit of it. And one quick sidebar: T-Bone's our favorite place to go to at the Masters. All of us gather there. I mean, it's all the players and media, everything. I'm walking in some really nice light gray golf slacks and a white golf shirt with a white pullover on, and it had just finished raining, and some yahoo with, I won't say what state it was, but it was somewhere up north, tags on his car, goes past me, hits a puddle. No. So I walk into T-Bones with my entire left side with water and mud.
Like in the movies?
Yeah.
The guy splashed all over
yeah.
you?
Yeah. And I was like, well, you son of a... And I turned around and I gave him the high-five signal and everything else. I was pissed. And so Lewis and all the guys were laughing, Todd Lewis from Golf Channel. I walk in and said, well, Mr. Fashion Plate, what happened to you? I was just covered. I said, well, shit, I can't go home. Oh, sorry, folks.
It's another Augusta.
Shucks,
story.
I can't go home and change. But anyway, so much for Augusta. It's over, and we are at Invited Club's tournament of the year, Invited Celebrity Classic.
And we've got our special guest joining us there. He's sitting down right now. So let's take a quick break, Frank. And we'll have Jim Berra join us and talk a little bit more about Invited and the Celebrity Classic and everything that's going on in his very busy world and exciting world, too, because, again, it's just getting started here on Saturday morning. And what a great event this has been. So let's take a quick time out, and we'll come back, talk with Jim Berra. You're listening to Frank Bassett and Tim Matthews here on Golf Talk America, and we'll return right after this.
Are you ready to improve your golf game once and for all? A PXG club fitting will bring you greater distance, accuracy, and consistency from tee to green. At your personal club fitting, you'll meet with a PXG fitting specialist to discuss your skill level and goals while introducing you to the PXG product line. Next, your fitter will analyze your performance data with TrackMan golf simulators as you hit your own clubs, if you have them with you, and you should, and a selection of PXG clubs. PXG fitting specialists are highly trained golf equipment and fitting experts who work exclusively for PXG. Watch your performance skyrocket as you are expertly fitted for the right club heads, loft, lie, shafts, and grips to increase your distance and accuracy while lowering your score. Nothing compares with a PXG club fitting to improve your performance and level up your fun. Schedule your PXG club fitting now at pxg.com or by calling 844-PLAY-PXG. That's 844-PLAY-PXG. Folks, do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, this is Alfonso Ribeiro, and you are listening to all of the knuckleheads on Golf Talk America. I'm one of them, though, so it's okay.
And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett and Alfonso Ribeiro bringing you back in and talking about it. He's on the practice range right now. He'll be back on the golf course. We're coming to you. I am from the Invited Celebrity Classic at Las Colinas Country Club in the Dallas area. We can see the skyline, Frank, right from here. Jim and I are sitting in this pretty boardroom here at Las Colinas Country Club, and the Dallas skyline and the Las Colinas skyline are just right here. So it's a beautiful, clear day, a great day to be playing golf. And we're joined by Chief Marketing Officer of Invited Clubs. That's Jim Berra, who was with us last year when it was Club Corp, about to switch over. And now here he is again with his great title, Chief Marketing Officer. Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Time flies. I can't believe it.
Sure does. It's been a year.
We're year two.
Yeah.
Year one under the belt. We learned a lot, and we're off to a great start here. I'm looking forward to the play today on Saturday.
So how's the transformation, if you will, taking place? Because you kind of came in right when it was starting, right, to switch over to Invited.
Exactly right. I started in December. We immediately decided to rebrand the company. And as you recall, we launched that rebranding from Club Corp to Invited right here at the Invited Celebrity Classic last year. And it's been a great year. The company continues to grow. We had a record year last year. Continue to see great strength in golf and racket sports, particularly pickleball.
Crazy, isn't it?
And then as you look at kind of how people are spending their time, more and more of it is in our clubs. So we're thrilled, and we couldn't be more proud of this week and what we're able to do for the community and the greater Dallas area.
Because as a lot of tournaments, from PGA to Champions to LPGA, give a lot back to the communities, and you've got a lot of things that are connected with this tournament that's going on here in the Los Angeles area. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's connected. There's a triathlon that's going on.
No, you're not connected. That are challenges. For sure.
It took me a while to figure it out. I thought at some point I'm like, am I actually in the triathlon?
Yeah.
Because I kept getting redirected. Well, guys on bikes are flying by me.
As you can see from my physique, I had to look up what a triathlon is. So I've learned that it's something I will never do in my life.
It's three really tough things.
I might walk 18 holes.
But you guys are doing a lot of other things in the community here, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And here we've got three incredible partners. The Momentous Institute, who you know here in Dallas, does a ton of work with families and children, pre-K through fifth grade, emotional support and education. Then we also have our partnerships with the First Tee of Dallas and Fort Worth. There we have what we call the Gateway Program, where we have 80 Gateway participants, First Tee participants, who are literally members of our clubs in Dallas, Atlanta, and Houston. Full privileges, able to work on their game, connect and socialize and meet with members, play any of our golf courses, and it's just a wonderful program. So this week is all really about giving back, and those are three tremendous causes that we get to work with.
Yeah. Hey, Jim. Frank here. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Frank. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Thanks for taking time out of your busy week. We know you're a busy man this week, but we love having you back.
Yeah, absolutely. His own triathlon, Frank. He's in his own triathlon.
Yes.
Well, we have the Music City. It used to be the Music City Marathon. Now it's called the Rock and Roll. I don't get this in Nashville. The Rock and Roll Marathon.
Okay. Oh, it's a huge marathon.
It's a great big marathon, and it's going on right now. Okay. So you can't get anywhere in Nashville. So what better time to do a show?
There you go. Stay home.
Hey, Jim, I want to talk to you about what's going on with and the program that you guys put together for invited clubs members being able to join the celebrities and the PGA Tour Champions professionals this week. You have a select group of 10 amateur invited members who had to earn their place in the field through a nationwide qualifying process from all of the invited clubs around the country. How many clubs are we talking about now? What do you guys have as far as golf clubs in the country, country clubs?
Yeah, we're just over 160 clubs nationwide, which translates to about 210 golf courses in total. And exactly to your point, Frank, we began the year with a series of regional qualifiers. We had more than 400 members participate in these regional qualifiers. We then brought a field of 50 here to Dallas for a national qualifier last weekend. And then on Monday, we awarded 10 of our members their tour card for the week. So 5 net, 5 gross are playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday inside the ropes with some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment and major champions. It's crazy. I went out to watch a couple of them yesterday, and I was nervous for them. It's really something. You know, you go from your Saturday game with your buddies to you're on the tee with pros and major winners and tour champions. It's such an experience, and I think golf is really the only sport where something like that could ever take place.
Well, it's certainly different when you're playing, and I've played in with some PGA professionals, so has Tim, before, in an event. And in your Saturday or Sunday game or whatever it may be at some of the invited clubs, everybody, you know, you can nudge the ball a little bit or, you know, yeah, there's mud on it, just lift it and clean it. Not in this tournament. They have to play it down, and it's –
Follow the rules of golf. Like that. Yeah.
But
those 2 footers when the greens are rolling, 11 and a half, and you got
and nobody says it's good, do they?
No one says it's good. And then you realize, boy, I should probably putt those out a little more often.
Exactly. It's my motto is good. I always say good, no matter how long they are.
Just being on the green, say that, right?
Yeah. Well, we have, by the way, you have Michael Samp is Hackberry Creek. He's with 15 points in the gross division. Brookhaven Country Club, Barry McLaurin, 9 points. I mean,
they should be doing pretty good.
I know. But in the net Stableford leaderboard, Marshall Peterson from right here in Nashville, Temple Hills Country Club, which is a club I used to be a member of before I moved to Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club. Again, both invited clubs. Marshall Peterson is in the lead net with 37 points out of Temple Hills Country Club.
He played really well yesterday. The winds kicked up, and the golf course was playing pretty challenging. And he kept it in play, putted really well, and he's got 2 more days to kind of grind it out. But a great start for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's if you've not had the chance, and please do if you have the chance, come here and play with us at Bluegrass, but also Temple Hills. If you played Temple Hills, I will tell you this, Jim. our bluegrass, both here in Nashville and Franklin, respectively, they're tight. They have small greens. They're tough golf courses. When we played, our team won at Firestone from bluegrass 2 years in a row in the invited clubs contest or tournament.
And it's because of your home course.
Well, yeah, but the GM, who's a gem of a guy up there at Firestone, and then at the time when Tommy Moore was there as head golf pro, mm-hmm. Moore pulled me aside when I was up there and said, "Frank, bluegrass member, right?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, boys, you boys' handicaps travel really well," which is kind of an insult, you know, saying, "Are you sandbagging or what?"
And I
just dropped 3 strokes on my handicap, by the way. It broke my heart. I played really well. But I'm telling you, if you play Temple Hills or Bluegrass, they're very challenging golf courses. Very, very fair, yep. But they are challenging golf courses. And you'll see why our handicaps do travel well to more wide-open golf courses.
Yes, I don't know if you've played Las Colinas, but it really demands great iron play.
Yes.
And the greens are particularly difficult, and if you get in the wrong spot on these greens, you know, a two-putt is almost impossible. So I think the guys you'll see really contend over the weekend are great at controlling their flight and trajectory into the greens and are smart about where they leave themselves, because you can get yourself into a lot of trouble even if you hit 14, 15 greens.
Yeah, which is a challenge unto itself. We're joined right here by Jim Barra. He's the Chief Marketing Officer for Invited Clubs. We're coming to you from the Invited Celebrity Classic at Las Colinas Country Club. So again, in the year, Jim, that you've been doing this and marketing and take care, What have you noticed about invited clubs? What have you noticed about participation and membership and people that want to be, because we came out of COVID, right? You came in a very challenging time when people weren't really sure if they're going to be in a club or not be a member of a club. Pickleball has taken off, and I guess you've had it probably transform some maybe tennis courts around the country into pickleball courts. You've had a lot on your table.
Yeah, no, we've done a lot to round out the club experience. So a lot of upgrades in our culinary programs, bringing in better chefs, investing more money in equipment, in preparation, in training. A lot of work on aquatics, fitness, and pickleball, to your point, recognizing that people are moving from wanting just kind of a pure golf experience, which is still the anchor tenet of our company, but that more well-rounded experience, particularly as we start to attract more women and more families into our clubs and into the game of golf and beyond. So I think now we look at our clubs as much from those lifestyle lens as we do, you know, how well are the greens performing, where are the condition of the bunkers. We're now spending a lot of time and energy and money to round out that entire experience, because that's what our members are looking for.
Yeah, it's evident when you come out here and look at some of the courses. Obviously, at Prestonwood, where I'm, it's very much improved here at Las Colinas. But it's challenging, isn't it? I mean, it's to keep up with the Joneses, if you will. People that play golf want a great experience, but they also want great conditions and perfect greens, and they see TV and they think, that's what my club should look like.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about customer expectations in any industry, they're going to only increase. And I think as we get better, people will expect more. And the beauty of that is that you start to see real great growth. So we've had tremendous growth in membership. And we're also seeing very low levels of attrition in terms of people wanting to move on. And when they are moving on, it's more of a life stage, lifestyle, change of job, change of location. It's not, you know, I'm unhappy with the club, I'm unhappy with the course conditions, I'm moving on. There's always more work to do, and we can always get better. But our attention to detail has really improved in the past few years.
Now, Jim, you guys at Invited are always looking for opportunities to move into new communities. I'm not going to ask you to spill any corporate news here, but you got a bunch on the board right now, don't you? I mean, you guys are always looking for good opportunities to expand the family.
That's absolutely right, Frank. We look at kind of our footprint, and we look at what's possible out in the marketplace, and there's plenty of growth on the horizon. It has to be the right club in the right market with the right type of deal structure, but we have a dedicated team out there 24/7 trying to find new clubs. And because we're seeing, as you alluded to, great growth in the sport, great growth and kind of the demand for country club lifestyle amenities, we think there's a lot of potential as we go forward, and we're very much poised to take advantage of that.
And some of your clubs, if you will, are restaurants, basically, and their facilities that aren't necessarily. So you have that component.
That's right.
As
so
well
we have
as
a
hospitality.
Whole sports and entertainment city club, group yeah. where we have a series of city clubs, close to 30 nationwide, and then we're also in the stadium club business, where university football stadiums primarily we will operate their game day club.
Oh, nice!
And then operate it much like we would a city club. The other, you know, let's say 360 days of the year or thereabouts. So, yeah, there's growth in all dimensions of club. Our focus will continue to be golf and country. That's 90% of our business, give or take. But there are opportunities in the club space because I think people are looking for community. They're looking for the opportunity to build relationships and to do that through their passions, whether that's food and beverage, that's golf, that's tennis, that's aquatics and fitness. All of those things really are in play right now, and that's why I'm really excited about our future.
Didn't
here.
You just redid a city club here in the
We
area,
did,
right?
Yes, right here in Las Colinas. Yeah. We took the La Cima Club and rebranded and repositioned it into the Constellation
You should
club.
See this place, Frank. I mean, it is – so it's Constellation as in a connection to airplanes, right?
Yeah, I have an affinity for the great – artwork that was done in the 40s and 50s across really all of the carriers. And just a short aside, so the Constellation was the plane that really powered TWA and yeah. Howard Hughes. It was Eisenhower's Air Force One.
Frank
so,
flew on it.
So we yeah. took the we
That's
took the Constellation
nice.
concept and kind of blew that out. So it's kind of a nod to the golden age
yeah.
of
what,
aviation.
What was the
Being
nickname?
Here at Irving.
What was the nickname of the Constellation? Do you guys
Nakani.
Know? Nakani. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was
Look
a beautiful,
YouTube,
beautiful
trivia.
Aircraft. It was
I'm
a beautiful
talking,
aircraft.
The place, it's very mid-century
That's
redesign.
What we're going for,
yeah. And Frank, it's such a beautiful club. We can, I think, almost see it from here. It's on the 18th floor, 15th floor?
26th floor. Where the Mustangs are, if you know
yeah,
Las Colinas.
Yeah, if you know Las Colinas.
Well,
you look out and you see the views and everything, but it's been so, and I haven't been in it yet. I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
And my wife
oh,
and I want to come
it.
And
we
have dinner.
Have over. It's
yeah.
great.
And
yeah.
it's just a phenomenal redo that they did to this
At
club.
At night, it's beautiful.
Well, I'll be there for the Colonial. So,
perfect.
Great place.
Tim,
to check
go ahead and get your member number warmed up.
It is a beautiful place.
Well, speaking of the Colonial, it's pretty cool to have Annika and Dean back together 20 years.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that is cool.
A couple of days at Colonial.
Yeah.
So,
20 years ago, yeah.
She's handled
years,
all that
yeah.
so well, too, because there was certainly some criticism, and there's some pros that weren't happy about yeah. a woman playing with them and all the other things that went about. And she just handled it at a very classy level and
Completely.
Didn't get into it and didn't take the bait, if you will. And even to this day, she's still
it's
so
also
incredibly
interesting
popular.
Now, with the benefit of time, to realize, you know, how important, historic, and ultimately great for the game that moment
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
So while there probably were some a minority of detractors, now you look at it and you say, that's just amazing to see both genders working together to grow the game and what she was able to do and how she conducted herself then and now.
Yeah, she's out there with these celebrities now, and every time I see her, not only here but in other celebrity events, she apparently seems to get along with everybody. She's always talking with the athletes and different guys, so it couldn't be a better ambassador for golf.
She's incredibly gracious, incredible ambassador, to your point. She did our youth clinic last year, and it was a must-see event, and she was just incredible in how she connected with everyone. She, you know, people either have it or they don't, and she has it in spades.
Yeah, yeah, she really is special. Again, we're talking with Jim Berra. He's the chief marketing officer for Invited Clubs, the transformation complete from Club Corp to Invited,
yep.
and better suits the hospitality.
That's right.
All
more
things we're talking about.
More of a brand you'd want to join. I think fits kind of the intention of the company, even going back to its founding in 1957, where it wasn't about the color of your skin, your religion, who you knew. It was just a means-based type of opportunity. And if you had the interest and we had the opening and you had the wherewithal, you can come in and become a member. And that's been true from day one till today.
Yeah, it's special.
You guys have expanded. I mean, pickleball has exploded. Absolutely
massive.
Exploded across. It's massive
it's
at our club. It's,
yeah.
It's
and
crazy.
And a good point, Frank. I don't want to interrupt you, but how do you explain that? Is there a – because pickleball, I've looked at the history of it. It actually goes back a lot of – I mean, like 30 or 40 years. I mean,
yep.
somebody kind of started it in Idaho or somewhere, and it was a small little thing, and it kind of stayed dormant, if you will, until it just has exploded. I talked to Hank Haney 15 years ago. He was playing pickleball. He had explained to me, what are you talking about?
Yep.
What's pickleball? He was enamored with it back then. And now the whole country and clubs are having to make a transformation almost to get so many pickleball courts out there.
I think that it's because it's E for everyone. You know, you don't have to be, you know, in the best shape of your life. you need some aerobic capacity and some hand-eye coordination, but it works very well as a mixed doubles type of sport. It's very easy for people of different abilities to play. It's highly social because you're so close to each other next to the net, whereas in tennis you're a bit more spread out, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think for all of those reasons, and what we see primarily is our golfers will cross over into pickleball more often than they cross over into some of the other sports.
Absolutely. At our club, it's that way. A bunch of the guys are saying, Frank, you're going to play pickleball with us. You know,
so we're north of 400 pickleball courts nationwide, continuing to build. And then it's really about the programming. So there's such a social aspect to it, and so which really plays to our strength. So as an example, this week we had a pickleball exhibition right here at Las Colinas, and we were able to program it with a DJ, with an MC, food and beverage. Marty Fish and John Isner wound up winning the...
Shocked. I'm so shocked.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah. Marty Fish's backhand is even better than his golf swing.
Yeah, that's really, oh, my true. God. Also, you guys have delved into a Top Golf style event, family type inclusive event. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing.
So we have a golf and entertainment brand that's Big Shots Golf. We opened our first kind of company owned store in College Station, Texas last year. Late last year, we opened at Firestone. So if you know the Firestone 9 and the driving range and sports bar that are adjacent to that incredible club, we've completely transformed that into a Big Shots. Kept the driving range, kept the Firestone 9, but just upgraded and enhanced the whole experience. And even through the winter, I'll tell you, the people of Ohio are incredibly hardy. You'll see them out there hitting. Once it gets below 15, we see our numbers drop off. But if it's north of 20 degrees and not blowing too hard, it's still a pretty packed day at Big Shots. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great facility. I mean, it's a lot of fun. And
super fun.
It's so exciting to talk to Jim. That invited is maybe exploding is too much of a word, but you have so many things that are going on in so many different directions.
Yeah,
it seems like corporately it's been set on a great course and you guys are headed for great things in the next 50 years.
I think so. I mean, I believe that this trend of people wanting to come together, craving community, pursuing their passions and meeting like-minded people through our clubs is not going to change. What they may want over time and how we have to evolve to meet those needs will change. But I believe that it is a core element of many people's lifestyle. And so if we do our job right and we pick the right clubs and we invest in the right way and we continue to exceed member expectations, we're on a great path.
Yeah.
Well, it's become so inclusive of the entire family, and that's what I like.
Exactly right.
If I want to go play golf, my wife will go to the pool with her friends, and they'll gather around. They'll go play either tennis or pickleball, then go to the pool, and then we'll dine out by the pool after I finish my 18 holes or whatever. So it just brings the whole family together, and the kids, the grandkids. It's a great concept.
The programming piece and making golf more accessible. So we have an incredible program, Crush It. We have thousands of juniors across the country in that program. We're doing a lot with Wine and Nine and more informal, you know, afternoon. Again, with people not necessarily being in the office every day, the nine holes on a Thursday afternoon is much more doable. And so that allows us then to think about programming that caters to that occasion and just creates another moment for people at the club.
Well, what Frank is saying is basically security has to escort him out of the club
every
night. That
is not true.
He will not leave. He will not leave the club.
I'm going to have to go look at the database.
Mr. Bassett, we're going to have to ask him. Yes. He's back the next morning knocking on the door.
There's a couple letters in your locker every month.
Yeah. I'm always nervous about opening that locker and having that little, you know, that pink slip right there.
The note from the GM.
The note from the GM.
Yeah, come to his office, the principal. Yeah.
Exactly.
We send texts now, Frank.
Oh, good. Great. I lost my phone.
I know you're really busy and you got a lot of things going on. Before we let you go, I'm curious, do you have time to get out and watch some golf? And who do you like to watch?
I'll watch
pros,
today.
Celebrities, little combination?
There's holes that I like to watch.
Okay.
So I find the par threes on this golf course, particularly if the wind is blowing, really interesting. Club selection and trajectory are really important. So I will watch a little bit of 17, and then both par threes on the front side are a good watch too. So that tends to be where I go. Par fives are gettable, so that if you want to watch birdies, that's a good spot to be.
But, especially right here at 18.
But I like to watch these guys with their iron play, and so I tend to watch a set of groups go through a particular hole, and I tend to park on the par threes here.
Okay,
is it 17? Is 17 the signature par three?
I would say so. I think 17 is a great hole, and then I would say 4 also, a little bit further away from the clubhouse, but tricky green, particularly if the pin's right, and you get if you get a wind there, again, club selection's tricky, and water comes in.
Water's right there.
Well, which is, of course, Frank, all you see. There is no green.
Oh, I know.
And on the tee box, it's just water.
Yeah. Well, we had the opportunity.
And I always bail out left. So I,
well, me too.
Left,
yeah,
I'm
by the fence.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity to participate on several occasions with Jordan Spieth's Family Foundation.
Yes.
And his tournament was there for several times at Las Colinas. And I remember he had, I can't think of the guy's name, but he had a band and a comedian heckler on 17.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's perfect.
And Tim, if you recall, I think Cooper Manning took it worse than anybody.
He made up verses.
He like made
right
up verses.
On the scene, whoever you were, he would make up
something
or
James,
rhyme.
Something
or
James is
of,
his name.
A little bit of a rap or something. It was hilarious.
It was, yeah, it was fabulous. But the food.
And Cooper got the brunt of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Cooper, you have no talent. And you're the talentless one in the family.
Yeah, you're the one nobody knows. Yeah.
Well, that's another exciting aspect to Invited. As you probably saw, we announced a big partnership with Jordan Spieth.
That's right.
Yes, you did. That's why I brought that up. Yeah.
He's a brand ambassador, and he grew up at Brookhaven.
We grew up there.
He did.
Well, getting to know Jordan a little bit and his family, they are
incredible
people.
Yeah. Sean is.
It's hard not to pull for him, isn't it? I mean, that's why I love watching him.
I pulled for him before, but now it's.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, when you get a little taste of the character and how good he is, and I'm not trying to be.
Well, Sean and his wife are fabulous parents.
Yeah.
I mean,
parents, and you
fabulous
can kind of
parents.
By
and,
at
the, and the entourage around them, I know them all real well. And Morris Simmons. He's a family attorney for him. I can just say that. And Blaine played golf with Jordan growing up. And every time we get together in Augusta, we all gather together just to say hi and maybe have an adult beverage or whatever. But just a fine family. Yeah. And
so great ambassador for you guys.
Fabulous ambassador.
Couldn't be better.
Yeah. Right. And we must say this. We very much appreciate our relationship with Invited, as Golf Talk America is presented by Invited Clubs. And we value that relationship to this very minute. So,
yeah, it's been special. It's been great. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. We love having you out here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it again. Chief Marketing Officer Jim Berra with Invited. And we'll have you on more. You can call in the show. We don't have to be person to person. I know you're busy and out there, but we'll have you on the show.
Oh, next time I'll come to Nashville.
Come on. We'll do the show live from.
I need to get out to see our clubs.
Got to come. Got to come see Nashville. It's a boom town these days.
Get
ready for Dallas traffic with only 2 lanes.
All right, Jim. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Take
it.
Take care. Congratulations
on
another successful year here.
Thank you.
Again, Jim Berra, he's the Chief Marketing Officer for Invited Clubs. And, we couldn't be happier than to be a part of the family here, Frank.
Absolutely.
In the small way we are, that have all the outlets that Invited has and to see the growth that's going on with them. And again, I was going to say the same thing. The pickleball thing, it's such a phenomenon.
It's crazy.
And that's a challenge for those guys. Like, how do you know where people's interests are going to be in 5 years and in 20 years? Because you don't want to build out 1,000 pickleball courts and then have it be a fad.
Right.
And in 2 years, it turns out that, you know, that's where your kids are playing because there's nobody playing pickleball. So it's a real challenge for them, but they seem to have the people to know exactly what the fans and the people in the country want. And,
you know,
the road and
you spoke to the fact that, you know, they've done a lot of upgrades at your club. They're doing the same thing at Bluegrass and Temple Hills here in Nashville. There are only 2 Invited clubs.
Yeah.
Which is Temple Hills Country Club and Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club here in Nashville. And we had a tough winter, and we've lost some spots and some fairways and things that they're doing everything they can do to get it back to the championship golf course that Bluegrass.
Yeah, Invited always does that. I mean, they're always working on their courses
on
and upgrading. If you've had a tough winter, right? If you go ahead, if Jim's still here.
He can hear us. Okay,
he can chime in.
They've done a fabulous job with our club, just making upgrading it and putting nicer shrubbery in. Even just the whole vision that they have overall, I'm impressed by. I mean, and our club's an old club. It was founded in 51, 52, whatever.
So upgrades are a big part of that, right?
Huge.
Yeah, the attention to detail that we were talking about.
Yeah.
That everything as you walk onto the grounds, and particularly in that 150-yard surround to the first tee, All of that communicates to your members, to your prospective members and your guests, yeah. kind of, you know, what you're all about and the level of quality you're trying to deliver. So we can always get better and need to get better, but there really is a focus on attention to detail. And
I just had an idea. I just had a great idea, guys. I'm sure. I think it's a great idea. Y'all can you can give me your feedback, and I know you're very, I know you're very caring about that sort of thing, Tim.
Okay.
So you have a division. We have all the contests that went on to be able to play in this event.
Yes.
From members of invited. And I slip and say Club Corp. I hate when that does, but in invited clubs. Well, I have an idea for another division next year. And those that division will be a competition between the media members of invited clubs.
Is that what you're thinking?
I think that'd be cool.
I kind of thought you were going to go with Frank and his friends. Let's just see if we can get a whole division of Frank and Frank's friends.
Well, I don't
know.
I don't know how many media members there are.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
But that would be an interesting to have the media fight it out. And honestly, I'm going to say it on the air. Think of this, Jim. Think of the media coverage you would get just because of that.
I like it. We'll have to see how many we have out there.
Yeah, I'd be curious how many members you would
have.
That would
be a couple beyond you guys, but not a ton. So, yeah. But I think
well, Frank only wants it to be about four or five.
Yeah.
That way, better odds, right?
No, I mean,
yeah, four of us.
But media, I'm sure that there are people with the local newspapers or radio stations or whatever all over the country that may well be members of invited clubs.
Yeah.
Or even the city clubs. I mean, that would be, I think that would be kind of cool.
Good chance here in Dallas because there's, what do you have here, a dozen?
Oh, at least 17 plus.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah. So all the writers, the morning news and different things, there'd be a lot of them, I'm sure, here in the Dallas.
But just as a sidebar, I think that the founding idea of this should get an exemption for the first tournament at least.
Or name on the trophy or something.
Yeah.
I think we name it an invitational in your honor.
the Golf Talk America Invitational brought to you by Invited Clubs.
Normally, people have to die to get such an honor, Frank. But
I'm close.
Yeah. Gonna sneak right in there before the casket closes. All right, hey, let's take a quick time out, and we'll come back and wrap this thing up and let Jim get back to business.
Thanks, Jim.
He's got a few clubs to run, you know, and we're trying here having a good time. All right, again, Jim Barra, Chief Marketing Officer with Invited. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will be back to wrap things up right after this.
Hey, folks. Golf Talk America is off and running at the 2023 Masters. And guess who we're off and running with? We're off and running with MyBookie, your one-stop shop for all your betting needs. You got to take advantage of the crazy boosted odds via the MyBookie money bag with a chance to lock in top-seeded talent at long shot odds. Key, long shot odds. Go to mybookie.website/golftalkamerica. That's mybookie.website/golftalkamerica. And be sure to use our promo code. It's Golf Talk. Got to have that because we got to get paid too because we're going to bet with MyBookie as we have in the past. We absolutely love them. It's the only online sports book that makes you feel like you just hit the sweet spot on that 3-wood that you take the money out of your best friend's back pocket with in and out every week. You bet, you win, and they pay, and they pay. Getting started simple. So here's what you do. You go to mybookie.website/golftalk and use promo code GOLFTALK to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's pretty darn simple. It's simple to deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. So just use promo code GOLFTALK and claim your bonus. Whether you're a diehard or a casual fan, simply put, there's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting with MyBookie. Remember, that's mybookie.website/golftalkamerica and use promo code GOLFTALK. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Hey, y'all, this is Colt Ford. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Sweet!
And welcome back to Golf Talk America, Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Frank, why is it? Answer me this, Mr. Nashville.
Yes, sir.
Colt Ford. Every country singer is Blake Shelton. Ford. Jason Aldean. How come there's not like a Jim Spaganski? There's never a country music artist that has any kind of ethnicity to their name, is there? There's not. Are they made up names? Are these real names?
Let's see. Conway Twitty. No. Waylon Jent. No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're all right down that lane of Colt.
Eddie Nost. Arnold. No.
You know? I mean, yes.
Keith Urban. That's the closest one.
Well, you know what I'm saying? There's anything with a Y or an
I. How do you get Keith Urban
something?
Out of Australia? You know? Keith Urban. Urban? Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering. Is that a real name?
I don't know.
Because we're here at Choctaw. Choctaw is one of the sponsors.
Yes.
Choctaw is a casino just over the Texas border in Oklahoma, big sponsor here of the Invited Celebrity Classic. And Choctaw has concerts all the time. So I see billboards constantly, and they all have, as you can imagine, Oklahoma, a bunch of country artists that come go to Choctaw, and the billboards yes. are all over Dallas. And again, I said that to somebody the other day. I go, they're all Colt Fords. They're all, I mean, which is not a bad thing. I'm not ripping on them. I'm just saying.
Well, it's like Hollywood. I mean,
all the names are the same kind of
John
names.
John Wayne, you don't Kurt see Douglas.
I guess. But that's what I'm saying. Those are made up names.
Matthew
right?
McConaughey. Now, that's his real name.
What's John Wayne's real name?
Marion Michael Morrison. Michael right? Marion Morrison. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
they asked him one time if anybody ever called him Marion. He said, one guy. He would have been 43 today.
That's all it took. Yeah. That's all it took. Just one guy.
You know, how do you know I love John Wayne? I have a plaque here in the studio in Nashville that says, life is hard. It's harder if you're stupid. It was John Wayne said that.
And he could say that.
Yes, he could.
He'd get away with it.
Yes, he could. So anyway, that was good. It was good to talk to Jim. It's been a while. And I like the idea about bringing the media together to do that. And we have the ability to do that because we're preeminent in the Golf Writers Association of America
well, I mean,
and all that.
If 10 guys did it in the member tournament, if you will, that they're having here, that was only 10, I would imagine you could get a dozen or two media people out of 160 clubs, courses around the country, that you'd get a dozen guys or two dozen guys that could participate in that. And you're right. And then you'd get a little article written here or one in Golf Digest.
Think of the media coverage. I mean, that's a brainstorming idea.
We would talk about it nonstop.
Yeah.
Forever. Every show, Frank could say, don't forget about that media tournament.
Exactly. I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
A lot of pub. Yeah. Well, back to the tournament. Again, the Invited Celebrity Classic, which is why we're here at Las Colinas Country Club. Guys are all on a golf course, and we'll see how this plays out. But again, the uniqueness is the PGA Tour champions and all the top guys that are out there on the course now that are Retief Goosen and David Toms, David Frost, Alek Cheka, and Paul Stankowski and others that are out there trying to play. I saw Colin Montgomery was warming up when I was walking past the driving range. And as we said, Frank, before about the kudos to the PGA Tour champions, you can get up close and personal to these guys. PGA yes. Tour gets a little bit distance, right? And you're kind of like, okay, if you want to get close to speed, not because they're bad guys, it's just – it's almost like a security buffer thing that they kind of – and the range is over there. And you can watch them maybe from a distance. You're here. You could seriously throw a pebble and hit these guys because you get to stand behind the ropes, and the ropes are only about 15 feet from where they're hitting balls. So you get to really watch them hit balls and swing when they're out on the course playing. Someone will stop between holes and sign an autograph, certainly give you a high five. It's uber-friendly. It's your favorite word, uber.
Uber.
It's uber-friendly.
Uber-friendly, yeah. Yeah, it is. PGA Tour Champions is a lot of fun. I enjoy those tournaments, and we should really do give them a little more love out there. Media. Yeah. There's not a lot of media coverage of PGA Tour Champions.
No, and like so, I said, lower that age. Justin Leonard's here.
Well, they're going to have to.
Justin's playing in this.
That's another show, but they're going to have to lower the age. You know that.
Yeah, guys have to wait so long for some of them whose games fade or injuries or whatever, and they've got a big window to get to 50. Well, and you lose out on a lot of those guys.
43.
44 and they're not champions. Yeah.
43, 44. And Stankowski, we've had that conversation with Paul a lot.
All right. Here, find a separate business to get into before you can
get
back
to the
golf.
You get 43, 44. You really, and these young people are coming out of school tour ready. Okay. And they're horses.
They're tearing it up.
Yeah. So now you're in what's called no man's land. And that's a well used term. Well, what is. It's going to happen to these guys in no man's land when their names and Liv says, hey, come over to us. It's going to destroy PGA Tour champions if you're not careful. So I think they're going to have to start backing the age down. I mean, maybe back it to 48 in another
because
year
a guy
and
like
then 46 in another
Phil
year.
Has proven and Sergio and other guys that are 45 plus have proven we can still play really good golf. Phil proved it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that 65 was strong.
Win a major at 51 or whatever. He won a major. PJ, I mean, and I know Phil's an exception and a Hall of Famer and a great. But guys can still really play the game. But as you're saying, they're having to play against guys that are like their kids' age. So if you're 44, 45, 46, and your game is off a little bit, and you're trying to compete with 22-year-old, well, it's a really tough road to hoe. So you're right. They're very good golfers, but they're missing out. And guys are sitting on the sidelines or going into broadcasting or doing whatever, maybe waiting until their 50th birthday. Anyway, we've talked about it before. I think it would be a great move for the PGA Tour to say, okay, let's start champions at 45.
And just as a teaser for the next show, too, Liv is they've dipped their toe into the comment section of the media with, maybe we'll look at women's golf.
The other part, too, is they said right after the Masters, they said, oh, by the way, remember that complaint about speed and slow play?
They
we're going to address that immediately and have none of that. So, which I think is big for a lot of fans. I talked about it with my son, who's a huge baseball fan, and even though he's younger, really a traditionalist, absolutely loves the pitch clock and how much faster baseball games are being. And that was a good thing, a very late in coming, but finally got there.
Right.
Baseball was just dragging. Well, golf can drag, too. We love the game.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see a guy read a putt for 6 minutes. Right? Nobody does. So,
and then mark and remark. You know.
Yeah, speed it up. Say, here you go. Or seriously penalize them. I mean, people will say, well, they already have that rule. They do. But you know how many warnings you get? About 96 before they're actually going to give you a stroke, right? I mean, that's how lenient they are. And they know that. They know they can kind of push the envelope. So, yeah, I agree. That's another change that Liv has said, okay, we're not going to do that. We're going to penalize you right there. Like, if we decide it's time, we're going to penalize you. Well, you're not going to do that again, right? Put your hand on the stove. You won't do it again. So, nice enough.
No kidding.
All right. Well,
I wish I was out there with you, pal.
That's all right. I'll have a drink for you.
What time is it?
Drink time? Oh, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God. It's past drink time.
Smokes. It's past cocktail hour.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well just get to the hard stuff now.
Jesus.
Well, Bloody Mary. No, you have 6 minutes left for a Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary's cut off at 10.
I'm just looking out the window. Scott McCarron just walked by with Roger Clemens. Kind of cool.
Roger Clemens.
Number 10 hole, so, yeah.
Roger, you know what Roger and Tiger have in common?
What is that?
I'm not going to say this. I can't say it. I'm not doing it. Nope.
Well, that was a big setup for nothing.
Okay. It was set up for nothing. I'm not doing it.
Hey, you want to know what I know this?
I'll tell you when we get off the air.
Okay.
It would have been funny.
I got an idea what you're going to say.
Yeah, I know. I remember that game.
All right. Well, we are done here. Thanks to everybody, and we had a great time. Thank you very, very much for the courtesy Jim Barra gave us of joining us. He's the chief marketing officer. Be sure to check out Invited Clubs. Check them out because they're growing and booming all over the place. And as he said, great clubs, great family atmosphere. Go to invited.com and you can find out more in your area, anywhere in the country. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks so much for being with us. And remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.